Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. In today's show, I'll teach you how to make the most of your mouth, lips, and tongue wherever you're using them. I'll also be answering emails about mastering oral sex on a woman. Should you get back together with an ex? And should you give up sex for Lent? All this and more. Thanks for listening. But first, the genius design team at WeVibe has done it again. The brand new Nova by WeVibe is quite simply a dual stimulation superstar in that it expertly pleasures your clitoris and G-spot at the same time without missing a beat. And you're probably thinking, yeah, that sounds like a rabbit vibe. You've talked about those, but it's not. Because unlike traditional rabbits that tend to lose contact when you slide the shaft outward, like outside of you and it leaves your clitoris, the Nova's external stimulator is long and curved and it like has this flexible appeal where it applies external pressure to your clitoris while you do the G-spot. See, so a lot of them say they dually stimulate you, but this one actually does at the same time without losing stimulation ever. Does that make sense? Check it out. And if you don't totally, if you want to know more, you're not convinced that this one rocks our world. We just did a podcast where we reviewed them looking for the G-spot, something, or it's called something like that. Also, has lots of controls. You can cycle through multiple vibration modes, which are really cool. And you can use the app to control it. Your partner can use it. Check out the Nova by WeVibe, only if you want to have a good time. So go to sexwithemily.com and click on the WeVibe banner. Use promo code Emily at checkout for a special discount.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out our blogs, our mailing lists, our videos. It's a good place to be, Sex with Emily. You could also subscribe. We have two podcasts a week on iTunes. Do that. Never miss them again. Right, Anderson? How you doing?
True. Two a week.
It's a lot, man.
Twa podcast.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you?
I just felt bad because I was a little bit late and I thought that you were upset.
You do that thing. I got sisters and I got a mom, so I know how you guys can
be sometimes. What was the thing?
Like you come in, and you think they're like oh, I'm all upset, I'm like, hey, Em, how are you? And then like right away, like you're mad, aren't you? I'm like, no, I'm not.
I'm trying to do too much.
Yeah, everything's good.
We're good, Rachel.
Are you looking at apartments for? You moving?
I'm moving apartments and offices.
Why?
At the same time.
It's too much at the same time.
And I'm getting a dog. I found a dog that looks just like Stanley.
Are you moving because
you get psycho if I get a dog that looks just like if I need
him? If you start cutting your hair like my wife's and wearing her clothes, that's gonna be a problem.
It's true. Did you see someone tweeted us or like, I think you're only friends with Anderson for his dog?
Oh, that's hurtful.
But it's not true because I knew you. I liked you before your dog.
Yeah, but you didn't really like me until you met Stanley.
That's not true.
Yeah.
No. Stanley and I bonded on our own. It's a bonus.
Hey, can I use that? Like, next time we're getting a little bit of a tiff, I'll be like, hey, do you want to see Stanley again? Be nice.
You actually could.
Be nice.
You could do a lot for that. You could totally bribe me or something. I would do anything because I love that dog.
Are you moving so that you can have a dog?
No.
Did you find a dog? Is that what you said?
No, really. Well, my best friend is a vet, and I've been telling her
that
I want a dog, and she sent me a picture of this one that's really cute named
Looks
Pepe.
Looks like Stan.
Yeah.
Pepe, that's my wife's dog's name. You're freaking me out right now.
No way.
Yes.
I'll show you after the show.
You can't have a dog that looks like Stanley named Pepe.
I can do whatever I want. I could change his name, though. He's a rescue. He's like 6 years old. And because she works at a shelter, and she's always matching my friends
with
dogs.
Keeping her eye out.
She's like the dog watch whisperer. She can always like match people with their dogs.
We should talk off air, too, because Drew, I don't know if he told you about the dog that he's watching right now.
Yeah.
He says it's like a carbon copy of Stanley.
But I think he has to keep it like... Maybe.
When you get your dog, is it going to be allowed to be in the room when you have sex?
It's a lot of change. Oh, funny, you should ask that.
Are you going to kick the dog out for sex?
That is such a good idea. That's I had a dog for a while, and I would try to, but it was sometimes just hard because it was like Jack Russell, and she was always jumping in the bed, and I didn't really care.
Right.
And it's hard to do. I like the dog in the bed. I mean, sex, it'd be nice if they're out, but then when they're barking... Can't we just be in the moment together and not think about the dog? What do you think?
It's tough because especially
you have
the
like
dog.
18 dogs. So
I have
what do
three,
you do?
Three. That's a lot less than 18. It's 15 less.
But
than
you have them in the bedroom.
I lock them out. when it's you know, when it's time.
But
I'm like,
okay,
hey, can't
aren't
have
you
dog
getting hot and heavy? Let's say, and
yeah,
then
a lot
like,
of the times like, the dogs are, yeah.
Wait, let me get the dogs.
And
it's
they scamper about, they hide under
it's
things.
It's way worse than putting on a condom.
Yeah, people are like, way that's, tougher. You're right about that.
Yeah, getting the dogs out, but you know, we'll see what kind of dog. Maybe I'll get like a chill dog that'll like, have a little bed.
Another invention. Another invention here. A condom with a treat inside. You open the condom. It's got the treat. You throw the treat out the door. The dog goes out of the bedroom door and you slap on the condom. Bang, bang.
That is a great idea.
It might taste a little like latex, but hey.
Dogs don't care. If it's not beef, the beef trumps the latex, they'll be fine. It's funny you should bring up sex because...
I did it on purpose then
I'm going
for
off
the sake of the show.
Well, no, I have a really good sex story.
I'm really good at taking the show away from sex, which I don't want to do. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I know. But then you brought me back and I'm like, you're not interested in the fact that I want to dog people? No. So
sex in the
I'm
news?
Looking for... No. Oh. This is... Listen.
Okay. All ears.
I'm going to get to friggin' sex in the news.
Okay.
So I'm looking for an apartment. Because my place is too small and it's not working for me anymore. Things are breaking down. I want a different neighborhood, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So
you
my
slept
friend
with
Anna,
your landlord, huh?
No.
Okay.
My friend Anna lives in an amazing place.
Right.
That I love. Like mm-hmm. She's like, things never come up in this building, but if they ever do, there's like a yard and there's the apartments don't touch each other. They're like little houses that
they don't share a wall.
Oh,
they're like bungalows. Your bungalow is the word you're looking for.
Thank you.
You live in one.
There's not a shared wall, right. but it's a building. There's eight of them.
You live in a bungalow right now, though.
I do live in a bungalow, but like they kind of, okay, so here's the thing. So I've gone to barbecues there. She has people over. Her place is amazing. Mm. Super reasonable. Love the part of town. She calls me, Emily, the place next to me is available.
Oh no.
Well, and she's one of my closest friends.
I know. That's a problem.
And I was like, well, and I didn't know the wall thing. She goes, well, it kind of shares a wall. Well, it doesn't really share. I'm like, does it? She goes, did you ever hear the guy next to you? She goes, well, sometimes. I'm like, what if you're, she goes, well, maybe if I'm having sex and you're in the kitchen, you can hear. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm thinking about this. I'm like, well, I don't want to hear you have sex. Like right. If I'm in the kitchen, like what if I'm having a dinner party and mm-hmm. you're, she's like, that'd be kind of funny though. Like you just would tell me to be, I'm like, no, like I think that's uncomfortable. And then I'm like, well, I could come look at it and you could go have sex or fake sex. And I could stand in the kitchen and you could make noises and then we could test it out tomorrow yes. because I'm super sensitive to noise is the one thing. But she was like, that'd be awesome. But then it's like living next to a friend.
Was that, did that happen yet? Or was that today?
That's happening
so
tomorrow.
So tomorrow she's going to do the fake
she's
sex
She's
going
to fake sex to see if I should move in
oh,
there. But
that
it's
is
an
fantastic.
Amazing place. But
that
would you
hilarious.
Live? Yeah.
No, you gotta be prepared to say goodbye to Anna as a friend because it's like
working.
It's
I know
almost
this is
like
the thing.
Moving in.
And she said, "Well, are you loud as a neighbor?" I said, "Well, in San Francisco, now I don't have one, but in San Francisco, the walls were really thin, and I had all lesbians in my building,
right.
next to me, below me.
A lot
me,
of lesbian
they would,
scissoring sounds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they thought I was loud because I was on the phone. And she's like, "Well, what if I texted you to stop? You know, be I'm like, oh, I don't want to get an angry text.
Wait a minute. You know what? Something just occurred to me. Does she have a show called Sex with Anna?
No."
So shouldn't she be concerned about hearing you have sex in your kitchen?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that
you shouldn't
the Sibian
be worried about that.
Is going to like rock the whole building like it's an earthquake. Shouldn't she be concerned about me as a neighbor?
Can I tell you, though, that everyone should heed this advice? It took me too many years to figure it out. But
tell
everyone
me.
Should have sleep machines and everyone should put on the white noise when they go to sleep.
I do that every night.
Okay, good. So noise isn't an issue with you anymore because you cancel it out with the white noise.
Right. I actually, yes, I've been using it for 20 years.
20?
And now I use an app. Yep. Okay, so here's one thing I have to say. March 10th at the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah.
Then we're going to get on with the show. You're going to be there.
I might be there, yes.
Adjacent. Recording a show. So Brian Howie of The Great Love Debate, he was on my podcast a few weeks ago, and everyone loved it. Mm-hmm. It was a really great show. And he talks about dating, and he's got this thing called The Great Love Debate. He goes around the country, and he's been doing it for a year. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
It's been really popular.
Right.
Like, he's done, like, 160 times people come, like debating single people,
love,
men,
yeah.
women, do we love, you know, it's like, why are we still single? So we're doing a live podcast there, and it's sort of a combination of both of our shows.
Oh, you know what you should do? The Republican love debate and the Democratic love debate. Break it up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Tonight, that night?
Not that night, but like moving forward.
No, but yeah.
You should do that. Just have an all Republican night. I'm sorry. I did that thing that you hate where I threw you off a little
bit.
I'm sorry.
Dude, I was going
You're
to a story.
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
No, but what I was going to tell you is that we're going to have the girls talk about sex
mm-hmm.
and the men are going to be the ones that talk about love and dating.
The girls.
It's reverse. So
in the audience?
The audience, there's men and women.
Okay.
And a lot of people like hook up at these events, apparently.
Ooh.
He doesn't like, it's a good place to meet single people and debate. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a panel. But he thought the women should be the ones who are like talking about what they want, like sex, and it'll be fun.
It'd also
and
be
he's
a great place to break up with somebody. Like if they don't,
you
if you want to get
up.
Out of a relationship, bring them to this thing and say, "Hey, honey, we're now separated." As soon as the show
oh,
begins,
because once they get there,
Yeah.
Oh, they could be angry. People get angry. They get in fights and stuff.
Do couples show up, or is it almost all single people?
No, I think it's mostly single people.
So that'd be a good way to let someone know that you don't want to be with them anymore. You bring them to this thing.
He said the women in LA are sad. He saw like all these theories. Like women in LA are sad that they're single, and the women in New York are angry about the men.
Is he happily married?
No.
He's single too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I think people, you know, I think it's gonna be interesting. I know it is. March 10th, live at the Improv, and you can get tickets at like Hollywood Improv.
It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday night show, and it'll be very fun. 7:30 to 9 o'clock. Got an uncomfortable question. I want you to be honest with me.
Go.
This Thursday night show, March 10th, mm-hmm. Improv. Mm-hmm. Did you invite Menace?
I didn't.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
If I find out, I'm gonna be very, very hurt.
Yeah.
Very
why do you love Menace?
Mm-hmm. But if you're inviting him to do the shows with you and not me, it's very hurtful.
No, but you're not going to be doing the show with me. Sorry. But you're going to be there recording your show.
I'm going to be doing my own show in another room.
In the other room.
Yeah.
We're in the big room.
But I just wanted to make sure that you weren't...
No, okay. I only invited you.
That'd be very hurtful.
But Menace wouldn't come anyway. But you're going to be there. So here's the thing. Sex in the News. Let's go to that.
Do it.
Extroverts have twice as much sex as introverted people.
I believe that.
I know. I mean, this is kind of like one of those like, duh, moments. So if you have an outgoing, rambunctious personality, a new study just discovered that those described as having extroverted personalities are having way more sex than those of introverts. And it's not even close, which makes sense because you got to talk to someone to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
To connect, extroverted men reported having sex 5.5 times a month on average compared to 3 times for introverted men.
Wait. 5.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Women, extroverted women... had more sex 7.5 times a month. Wow. I don't know what happens to that half time. And introverts 3.1 times a month. Like, you
that's
think
just
that
oral.
Just like
the
make out? I don't get
oral.
It, you know? So the truth is that extroverts need stimulation, meaning they're often more prone to talking about their sex lives and staying close, make eye contact, have that gaze, which it totally makes sense. I mean, if you're outgoing, that's like half the battle.
Yeah.
If you're a guy that doesn't know, or a woman who can't talk and no personality.
Right.
I mean, unless you're really hot is what I hear from guys, that goes a long way. But for women, I think that guys, I was reading this thinking, God, I always hear from men, I'm so worried that I'm too short. I don't make enough money. I don't have a great job. Women, sure, yes, just like anything, there could be women measuring you literally on that. But if you're the guy that's talking and you're interesting and, again, it's a muscle that you flex, you can get better at it, that you're going to have better luck with women and vice versa.
Right. Yeah. You know, I tried the dark brooding guy for about 2 years of my life, and it didn't work out. And I held on to it. I really wanted to be like that dark, mysterious brooding guy because I was an awkward kid, and I was kind of like shy and awkward. Right?
Did it work a little?
A couple girls here and there, but it was always really random and awkward. And afterwards, it was even more awkward because neither one of us knew each other. You know what I mean?
But, so would you just be like you get drunk and hook up with them?
I try and be like drunk and mysterious and like not talking to anyone in the corner. And I think most of the time I probably just look creepy.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny that the stages you go through.
Yeah.
So I don't even think they're saying like it's okay. I'm actually introverted.
No, shut up. No.
I am. No, I spend a lot of time alone. Super isolated, which is
that
another weird thing of living
introverted.
Next to my friend because when I'm home, like I don't want anyone stopping by.
Right.
I don't want
no
anyone.
You know, no one likes
no,
to
but
pop
like,
in.
I need to like so
you get very focused, but you're exceptionally extroverted person.
I love meeting. I actually enjoy meeting people. Like I actually like I just want to hear their stories. I'm interested. So yeah. So just start talking. Meaningful conversation. This is like obvious, but I just wanted to make that point.
This doesn't bode well for the new generation. It's all introverted and their social
they
media.
They don't have to talk. You should see the look of horror. Everyone in my office is under 30 when I'm like, just call them. They're like, what?
Call?
Do you know what the second worst thing to calling is?
Huh.
I'm trying to get them to someone in the office, somebody to mail stuff at the post office. You're like close to my... They don't know how to go to the... They're like, wait, what do you mean? Like when I get there, like, do I... Put the envelope. Do
my
they have
God,
envelopes?
I just heard
stamps?
This. A very
and I'm like,
similar
really?
Story.
And then one of them was addressing an envelope, and they're like, wait, which way does the return? I'm like,
that's like a bad 80s joke, but it's true.
I feel like talking about it now, like that makes me fucking post office.
You know
it's still
what?
Around.
I go to the post office
because like we
I got a P.O. box over there, and you know, listeners send stuff over to us. So I got to check it out like once, twice a week. I send my shirts off, my cold cockle shirts through the post office.
Right.
And now that I think about it, I am always the youngest person in there.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no. So we should stop going.
We should stop going.
Stamps.
Unless
com
we
want
to feel young. It's a good place to hang out if you want to feel like the young guy in the room.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I love it. I love
it.
My
right.
people.
Never thought of that.
You're the oldest person. You should actually do. We should talk about that. Could be an interesting film. No, it's not.
No, that's a really terrible documentary. It's dark, the young guy at the post office.
But the dying of the post office. Everyone knows it's dying.
This Friday.
But I even, you know what the thing about the post office is? I even mail letters now that like don't get there. Like that's happened in the last year. So I feel like the whole system is breaking down.
Yeah, things don't, I've lost many things in the mail and it does break down. That never used to happen.
In the 80s, no one lost shit in the mail. 90s?
No.
It was like, you put it in the mailbox, that blue box, it's going to get there.
It's going to get there.
And now, not so sure.
I think there was problems even back then. Yeah.
Okay, so science explains why guys are always sticking their hands down their pants.
What? Yeah. We are?
Yeah.
No, we're not. Yes, we're not all doing that. No.
You don't sit at home with your three dogs on the bed.
Negative.
At watching movies with your hands resting, nestling on your
butt. There's no room down there. I keep Stanley in between my legs, in my pants.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I'm kidding. No, I don't.
I would keep Stanley in my pants.
I'm not a jangler. No.
You never just like rest there? Okay, so many men do.
Many do.
They just kind of hang. So here's one reason. It's a safety measure. So it goes back to the caveman days. They need to protect the crown jewels.
Afraid like a rock's going to fall on their dick.
Right. It's like, it's like biology, right? They've been victims of too many unexpected nut shots.
Oh.
So the hands are there like an insurance against a friend who might give them a nut jab or a kid who accidentally hits a ball at them. That's one. That makes sense. But there's more. It also says that it releases oxytocin. So this is why I thought men did it, because oxytocin is the cuddle hormone. It's like comforting. So I feel like it says this, that it calms the body. So when you put your hands on your balls, it relaxes you.
It's like soothing.
Soothing.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then the other one is to keep them warm. Yep.
It
same reason
that
your ball sack hangs low when it gets too hot and tries to crawl back up into your abdomen.
If I'm laying around on my couch,
put your hands down there,
and I'm watching like a movie or TV or something, and I have my hand on my stuff, I think that would make me more nervous. Like somebody who's gonna like walk by and see or come in and like, why is your hand on your dick?
Yeah, but you know these men that I'm talking about. Any friends like that who like walk around? Maybe you.
Yeah, I do. I got a couple like military friends. They do that thing like, hey, what time is it? And I look down and their dick is around their wrist. I'm like, dude, what are you? I don't need to see your dick. Why are you doing that?
I guess I had a brother and he would like.
He what? No. I know your brother. What did he do with his dick to
no,
you?
No, I just remember him like, they just sit there watching TV and their hands are like on their pants. Or like boyfriends.
How old?
When I was little, I don't know. Like, I haven't
really?
Lived with them. Dude, I think many men do that.
You know
this
what? In defense of the men as well, Em. But actually, this doesn't really work because you guys would be doing the same thing. But like, when you're laying on the couch, like the hand is kind of like, it's naturally, it's like right there at waist level. You know what I mean?
Dude,
it's almost like perfect. Like if you just let your arm just fall by your side, it's going to land right on your dick.
Right. I would do it. And I wish that women could put their hands on their pants all the time.
You can. Why not? You guys got a purse down there, so you could like, you know, be fishing around for stuff.
I know. It's true. I definitely need to do that more often. I'm going to make that happen.
You ever like
equal opportunity?
Done that and like you're like, hey, I left a toy up there. I forgot.
No, I've never left a toy up there. No, but it's so funny that lately I'm just. It is like a stressful thing for me that I do have a lot to try that it come to me that I come to me that I they're like and people I meet that are really nice at these conferences who are making these amazing products like have you tried the Fliberator yet?
It's just like movies for me. It's the exact same thing. People are always like sending me links to movies or you got to watch this movie. Or, I haven't heard you talk about that movie. It's like, I only have so much time in the day. You know, I can't watch every movie.
But wait, it's your job. But on the outside, they'd be like, your job is to watch movies
right.
and do a podcast and talk about them.
Yeah.
And my job is to review sex
to
toys
yourself.
And a pleasure.
Yeah.
And I have like, oh, here's another thing.
I got the short end of this stick.
Here's
I want a
thing.
Job where I just bang myself. What
yeah,
the?
I know.
What the fuck, Em?
Well, but what I'm saying is we both have ideal jobs. Don't get me wrong. I'll get around to the toys. It's just that's really like I walk around going, when am I going to try this? Mm. Okay. It's fine.
Maybe you could make double the money if you were to also review porn. So you could be like using the toys while watching the porn and then reviewing the porn. And you could have like, you know, my job and your job. Double.
You know, I'm trying to get back into television. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. So
porn review.
Well, porn is just, I'm like, you're right, my laptop, it's really easy. I want to get back into watching. That's a great idea.
You know, there used to be porn reviews. I think it was in Penthouse or something.
Now they're all just, there's so
do you
much
remember
porn,
that,
you can't even review it.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I remember reading it when I was a kid, and it was really funny. Instead of like a 5-star rating, they had an erection rating. They'd have like 3.5 dicks, I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure some of your listeners don't know what I'm talking about.
That's so
they'd be
funny.
Like, this movie gets 3.5 dicks.
Oh my God, that's funny. I, that makes sense. It's very smart. That's very smart. What was I going to say to you?
I don't know, man.
It was really important.
Was it?
Well, we could go into emails.
Well, speaking of sex toys, you got anything
That's exactly
on the docket
what this is going to tell you.
Yeah.
One of the toys that came to me that I took a little bit while to try because I was like, have some money. They were like, can you please just try this toy? And I was like, yeah, I'll try it. Because they were like, it's called the Womanizer.
Mm.
And the owner said, can they send me one? And I said, yes, because I always say yes. But it was, they're like, it's like nothing you've ever seen. You know, it's a different kind of toy. And I honestly, I do only talk about toys I like and toys that I've tried. And I was like, and they're all like have similar, this one truly is unlike any other toy.
Guys, can I just butt in here for a second? She talks about this off air in between
the
shows.
Womanizer.
Two people who are just wandering by. I've seen it happen with my own eyes. I've heard her talk about it off the show.
Yeah.
This is not like her just doing a read.
I've never, exactly.
She loves the Womanizer.
Do you want one? They're waiting for this. No one in my office has tried it either, so it's like freaking me out because we can't talk about it.
If you've charted it out, really, Em, but your relationship ended right around the same time the Womanizer came into your life.
Did it?
It did.
God.
I noticed that, yes.
Oh, my God. Well, I think it's perfect. I think you let one door closes, another one opens. So it was designed in Germany, of course, so they do things well there. But here's the deal with it. It has a silicone cylinder on the face of it, and it kind of looks like a sexy ear thermometer. And you turn it, and you place the silicone cylinder over your clitoris, kind of like how a partner might use their mouth. And you vary the suction, and you move it around, and you create this, like, it's just like a really intense experience. So it has this suction. It's like indirect stimulation to your clitoris, which is why it's really different. And it's in its own category. It's got this like Airstream technology. Literally, it sounds like a jet and it blows around. And it's their focus groups. The women had 60-second orgasms and most of them and multiple. And it's true. And it's funny because I go to these conferences. Everyone's like, have you tried it? Have you tried it? And my one friend, she's like, yeah, I have like 5 every time. So anyway, it's a great toy. It's a great gift for yourself, your lover. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Womanizer banner.
It's a shame that pigs have such a bad reputation because
pigs?
they have very long orgasms. I think they have like some of the longest orgasms of all mammals. That's something like 30-minute long orgasms, and that'd be like a good like tagline for the Womanizer, like have pig like orgasms.
That would be
have orgasms like pigs, but that would probably read poorly.
People would just think messy pigs. They wouldn't think orgasmic pigs. I wish that was more well known.
But yeah, pigs come a lot for long periods of time. The lady pigs do. Don't ask me how I know
that. I feel like that's a trivia that a piece of trivia I would have learned, and I have not. I wish I did. Okay, so let's talk about going down.
All right. I'm going to go over here.
Where are you going? No, I'm a woman, actually. I might need your...
Yeah, that's why I want to tap out.
Oh, I didn't know if it was the penis thing, but this is about a woman. So, hey, Emily, I need some... Oh, here's the thing. If you email me, which I love, please include your name, where you live, and how old you are, and how you listen. And email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. And if I didn't mention, you should totally be following me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @sexwithemily, because that's fun. And Anderson at Anderson Cohen.
Yeah, I'm barely ever over there.
Yeah, but dude, still. Oh, yeah, so don't follow him because he's never there.
No, you should check out Cinematics, though. That's my movie
is the podcast.
Yes. Two big sexy movies that are coming out of the theater near you every Friday. Every Friday.
We release it
on Wednesdays, so you get to hear it before the movies are actually even released to the
public.
That's
so smart. Like, I can't believe no one's done a podcast like that.
I think there's others out there.
Because I feel like people, not like
they're not nearly as good.
No, but it's smart because people look probably at Wednesday like, we should see a movie this weekend. What's coming out? Rather than going online, listen to you, and you're entertaining and smart to listen to and know a lot about movies, so it makes sense.
Thank you, Em. I do it with my co-host, who's an actual board-certified critic, and he's actually been a critic for 25 years.
Wow.
And I don't even say fuck
on
the show.
Fight? Like,
no.
Why?
We argue because we have very different opinions about movies.
I love teens like Siskel and Ebert.
But I don't get heated because I love the guy. He's a great guy. But, like, his dad just died on Tuesday.
Oh,
and
no.
We did the show Wednesday anyways. I mean, he's, the show must go on.
The show
must,
that's amazing. Cinematics. Okay. That's, oh, I'm sad
And I don't
for
say
him.
Fuck or shit
Why?
On that show because well, I
why,
want people to be
trash
able to,
all over my show right
I
now?
I want people to be able to listen with their kids. I don't think that people should be listening to the show with their children. So I got to say fuck to make sure they don't.
I just started swearing. I think it's your fault.
Yeah, it might be. You swore before me on this episode again as well. Rack one up for the M.
Uh-huh. What'd I say?
You said
but
fuck.
Did you understand that I didn't, right, for a long time? And then something, the floodgates opened.
It could be me. Yeah.
I never did for 10 years. Never,
like,
never
I
did
never
that
used,
swear.
I never used the cunt word ever. And then I started listening to Bill Burr and Jim Jeffries. And now,
please,
like, I say it in front of my mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's a bad word.
People.
I don't like cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
You should have seen the face she made when
I didn't
she
mean
said it.
It.
You look like Popeye. That was great. All right. I'm sorry. Let's go
Emily,
down.
Emily, I need some advice. I dated a girl for 8 years who didn't care for oral sex during those 8 years. Apparently, she was never a fan. We're now not together, but because of that long relationship without giving her oral, no idea what I'm doing down there. Mm. I started taking a new girl out. She's amazing. She's very blunt and open about things, and she recently shared that she actually likes receiving oral.
Uh-oh.
What can I do to make her experience a good one?
She sounds like a Sex with Emily listener.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand. Yeah. Well, you know what? Some women say it's too sensitive.
Before you give your advice,
but a lot of women just don't know how good it can be, or they're insecure about it, or a lot of reasons. But if you haven't tried it, we're going to get into it. Go.
Mike might be okay. He might be in the clear because every single lady likes it different anyways, right? So it's always like starting over, Mike.
Exactly.
Don't get intimidated.
That's great. Anderson, you go. What else would you say?
I know.
You're so good. What else would you say as a man? So you probably have been, look, now it's going to you.
No, I'm just saying.
No, you're so right. Things. Every vagina, it's like they're like snowflakes. And if you put 100 women in a room and they all started or masturbating.
It's all trial and error.
All those women you'd watch, they would all be doing something different to have that orgasm. Now, I've not done this, but if I looked at 100 guys in a room,
pretty much
hand going up and down.
And you got to keep your eye on the guy that uses his left hand and does it upside down because that guy's weird.
That? Okay. Yeah. Wow. Like that?
There's some guys that do that, I'm
they
sure.
They do the upside down.
I've
anyway,
been to jail.
What I'm saying is we're all different. It's a very mysterious and complex being. So if you don't know your way around and you never really went down there, I get it, and it can be intimidating. So I hope that the more pressure you put on yourself, the harder it will be, obviously. And I'm sure your new girl, she's not expecting you to be a master because she knows that you haven't done it. If you've told her that you haven't done it. But again, it doesn't matter because every woman's different. So before we get to technique, here's the three things that are the most important. I will always say this. Communication.
How did I find this?
Yeah, exactly. You think of this. The thing is, you're not a mind reader. Your partner's not a mind reader. So you got to be able to ask for feedback. And she has to be able to give it to you. And you said that she's blunt and open. She's already saying, hey, I like oral. So I'm thinking she's a good candidate. And she'll communicate with you on what she likes and doesn't. So ask her if you're not sure. Also, confidence. This is a universal. You want to bring confidence to the bedroom, okay? Even if technically you're not sure because you haven't been down there before, you know what you're doing in other areas. So you're probably great kissing and touching her. I mean, there's other parts. It's not just about the oral. It's not like you start making out and you go right down there, because that actually is one of the things I would advise you not to do. So go into it like it's just another, you know, you're warming her up. She's getting turned on. That is very important to have. Make sure she's,
Lubricated.
And enthusiasm. You could be amazing at oral sex, but if you look like you're like swallowing like cough syrup or something, or you're really annoyed with it, she's not going to be comfortable. She's going to be worried about it. Because here's the other thing. A lot of women who don't like oral sex is because they have insecurities, just like men do. You know, they think that maybe you don't want to do it, or there's a weird taste, or, you know, they're not feeling so great. So the more comfortable, and I'm saying that's not every woman, but some. So the more comfortable you are, the more comfortable she'll be, and then she'll relax, and then you'll be able to get into it. She'll get into it. So, right.
Yeah, watch a little lesbian porn. That'll help you probably a little
lesbian
bit.
Lesbian porn is awesome.
Yeah, and I had something else to say, but I can't remember
what?
Now. I can't remember. It's
gone. Was it? That's it? No.
Oh,
so
just
build
pay attention to her. Really pay attention to what
because her breath starts to quicken, like that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
How can you tell? Right? Her breath quickens.
Right. It's not that hard. It really is not. Just figure out, like, trial and error, and figure out like what she's responding to.
Exactly. So you want to tease her, and then let me tell you this: your tongue. People like tips, so I'm going to give you a specific one. You want to start slow and gentle, and you never want to go directly for it. So you want to lick around. You want to like lick on her thighs. You can use a soft tongue, a flat tongue, no pointy tongues.
No.
Only when you get really like. I wouldn't say starting out. I say when you're starting, you want to do like flat. You want to do whatever.
It's like the stick shift. You got to learn.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you can go crazy with the pointy tongue.
Right.
Try lighter versus firm pressure. And again, every woman's different. So pay attention to her nonverbal cues. We said that. And then use your fingers. A lot of women do like being stimulated. You could also stimulate her G-spot. So you have to test that out though, because I haven't done a study yet. I don't know, Anderson. You would know. Perhaps if it's 50-50.
For what?
Oral sex women who like fingers as well.
Yeah, probably about 50.
Yeah,
that
you could try, though.
Right.
You could try
maybe
right away,
a little
some
less.
Women don't. Some women are like, that bothers me. But if you like use your fingers, again, you're starting very slow. You're putting them in there, seeing how she likes it.
And if she's open.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If she's open, too, and she brought this up that she likes it, she'll let you know, too.
Yeah.
She'll take your hand away or vice versa.
And here's the thing. Your mouth might get tired. People don't understand their fingers are also at their disposal always, actually. Yeah. So your tongue is great, but you got your hands.
You can tap your fingers in.
Yeah.
Give your tongue a break.
Yeah, exactly. Licking, sucking, massaging your partner's clitoris with your tongue, and then just insert one or two fingers, right? Fingers. See what she likes.
And you know what? I haven't heard this in years. It used to come up on Loveline a lot back in the day, but it's probably been years since I've heard it, and it's great. And Drew would tell young dudes this. The vagina is not an inside-out penis. And a lot of guys go at the vagina thinking that it's just like their dick, but it's inside-out, and it's not. So that's where the lesbian porn, I think, comes in, because it'll show you how gentle and like Sam
really
Kinison
gentle.
Used to
it's
say.
It's like five times like softer than you think it should be. Exactly.
Sam,
what did you say?
Sam Kinison used to say it's more like butterflies. Like they're like, la, la, la.
It's true.
La, la.
But men are like, I'm going to go after it. And that's why, right. That's why I'm telling you, everything is soft and slow. And then once you find the spot, you'll know it. And then you got to stick with the one spot. So I'm telling you to move around, try different things. But once you get the spot, you got to stick with it. And then she'll let you know. You'll know. Unless you like have a mask on or something and earplugs, you'll know.
But don't let the inexperience get you down, because everyone's inexperienced with a new girl. Don't sweat it.
It's true.
Don't sweat it.
They're all different. Okay.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
I don't know how long we've been going.
Oh, we're good.
Okay, good. Another one?
Yeah. Get another email in there. As long as it's a good one. I mean, don't give me like some boring stuff, right?
Okay, next email. This is the re-return guy. Hey, Emily, I found your podcast during the summer when I started a long commute to work in the city. I've been hooked ever since. I have a question about this guy I've been seeing. We met after he had a bad breakup, and we took things slow at first, but things heated up, and I started having a lot of feelings for him. Our chemistry is amazing. The sex was great, although he wasn't emotionally ready for a stronger commitment, and I felt like I was. So I felt like it was best to let things cool off, and we created some distance for a few months. He recently began reaching out again and looking to hang out. I still have so many feelings for him and can't help but wonder, why is he reaching out again? I don't want to get hurt and not sure if I should let him back in or just continue to move on. Do you think this could be his time of emotional readiness, or is he just missing a guaranteed hookup? Cy Madison, not the Madison. Okay, I think he's reaching out because he got used to having you in his life and as a friend, and otherwise he probably misses you. But I think good for you, actually, for being able to go a few months without seeing him, right? So that's hard to break up someone, and then they always circle back. I always say eventually someone's going to circle back. So let me just say this. Guys do have a tendency, when you know as a guy, when you're with someone and it ends, but it doesn't really end, or it's a hookup, you're like, you always kind of check in, right? You're like, hey, just to keep them on the,
yeah,
this,
as long
this
as
is
the guys
another option.
Or single, like for a lot of us, unfortunately, like the more random hookups you're having, or the more like casual hookups you're having, the more of a man you feel.
Is it true? For how long? And then do you get dark and depressed?
Most of your 20s.
It's really fulfilling.
Yeah, when you're just hanging out with your friends and you don't have anything, you don't want anything serious, and you're kind of focusing on yourself and your career. And
that's what people should do.
Yeah, and guys with the, like if a guy's hanging out with his friends and his friends know that he has like five separate girls that he's kind of casually hooking up with, he's the guy in the group that is kind of like the alpha and that they respect most.
But
for
a
certain
about
age
like
group.
20,
how old are these people? 20s, right?
Madison, you didn't tell me how old you are.
Oh,
I told you, that's
Madison.
One of the rules. Okay, so
she's not dating material.
I'm just
obviously.
Saying. I know, because she can't follow directions. Right. It's okay, Madison. So I think, yes, here's the options. He might want to keep his options open, and you're one of those options. Of course, he's probably going to check in to make sure you're interested. But you mentioned that a few months ago he was getting over a breakup, and that's why he wasn't ready for a commitment. So there is a possibility maybe he's ready now. But you won't know unless you ask him. So you have to be careful. Tread with caution, because you still have feelings for him. And you need to protect yourself and not get too hooked in until you know what his intentions are. So you got to find out, is he just looking to hook up again because he missed you? Or he's like, you know what? I'm ready. You're the one. But you know what you need. You know that you're looking for something more serious. And so don't settle for it. Don't settle if he's not ready to give you what you need.
He'll keep coming back and doing it for free, because essentially that's what it is. It's like a transaction.
Right.
And if
but she likes him, so she gets feelings, and now she's
got to lay down that ultimatum.
You know, when you break up with someone, and you know, Drew always says it on Loveline as well, like, he says, we say 6 months, mm-hmm. but even just like 3 to 6 months, I think, is what you need to, not that you're going to be totally over them, but like no contact.
But she's making that fatal female flaw,
like,
which
maybe
is
maybe
since he's still coming around and having sex with me, he probably still wants a relationship. And right. he might, but he might not even know it. And he's going to take as much as he can from you until you lay down an ultimatum. And you just have to say, hey, look, no more of this unless we're actually going to have a relationship, because I'm not into it.
You got to be strong.
You got to be honest.
Because you're going to then, you know what it is? Like ripping the Band-Aid off. Or not really. You take like 10 steps back, and then
because otherwise she could be wasting her time with this guy who's just
wasting her time. Yeah, exactly, that's what I meant.
Or as a deposit.
You start if you have sex with him again, you're going to be like, oh god, you're going to be back where you were. So
and
I'm proud
gonna
of you.
Have
stick to it.
More feelings for him because you guys and your oxytocin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
There's so many men out there. Like I don't know why. This is one of our missions in life as humans is to figure out what we want, what we like, professionally, personally, and sexually. And so if we know, or in relationships.
For you, that's all, everything in combined.
No, I'm telling you what we need. Well, yeah. But yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things you have to figure out. But that's our mission. Like, what do you want? And this is a really hard thing for people to define, I think. It's because there's so many options and we don't think about it. But if you look at the relationship you're in, or you look at what you're trying to attract to your life, think like, would I want a guy who wasn't being very affectionate, didn't want a commitment, was sleeping with other girl, you know, didn't treat me that well? Like, would that be on your list?
Right.
Would those things be what you want?
But she, I heard her say chemistry too, which is very important to
see,
people.
See, but then the sex trumps everything else. But you have to think like, what does the perfect, take some time, men and women, when you're, instead of looking at Instagram for 5 minutes and say, if I could picture the perfect person right now, where I'm at, what would that be like, that relationship? And then go after that kind of person. And then when you see someone who doesn't want a relationship or isn't into oral sex, whatever, you dump them. You don't go that direction. Yeah, that's what I got. Okay.
Especially once you're past your 20s.
Yes.
When you're in your 20s.
In your 20s, but then it's like, yeah. I would like to say that, but then there's some people who you learn from these relationships in your 20s. I think that we change so much in our 20s.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to experience that they don't have a great success rate, marriage in their 20s.
And you learn other people and you learn about yourself.
Well, that's
too.
Another way to learn what you want. Thing. I think when you're younger, I'm asking you to picture what you want. You might not even know because you haven't dated that many people. So it's sort of experiential. You date and you say, I like this, I don't like that. This is fun. I want someone who does these things with me. Like, I couldn't have said these things when I was like 21 because I didn't have as much experience. But
right.
Now I'm like, I know exactly. And with each one, I learn.
And we experience ourselves through other people, right? So the more different people we date and get to know and hang out with in our lives, friends and relationships,
exactly.
The better we're going to learn ourselves and our own tendencies and whatnot. That's why experience like that is so important.
Right.
And don't get hung up on one douchebag who's just using for sex. Move on, Madison, not
I think
Madison.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I hate saying that because, I know. Too many of the experience.
But
it's not looking good. So I just think, clear it. Should we have one more?
One more.
This one's that. This one I find really interesting.
As long as they have an age.
A what?
An age. They got to follow the rules.
There's no rules.
Oh, there's rules.
They didn't do it. I mean, there are rules.
Madison, she could be like a 7-year-old woman, and then we have totally different advice,
right?
That's
so true. I know. Sometimes it's really hard. I'm like, what the? Like, she could be 50. I don't know.
I know, right?
I don't know. But here's one that we don't need an age. So is it weird to, if my girlfriend chooses to give up sex for Lent, she kind of just dropped it on me, and I'm a little perplexed as to why. Thanks, Tim. Okay, usually for Lent, you give up a vice.
Yeah.
You give up something that you really enjoy.
Really enjoy.
Yeah, but you probably have like a vice is something that has a negative, sort of negative. Like you give up smoking or give up meat if you feel like if it's bad for you. You know, you give up.
Really? Is it always something?
It is. It's kind of a vice. It can be like caffeine, chocolate, junk food, alcohol.
What is the purpose of it? Is it to kind of show your love and devotion to the Lord?
Catholics, yeah. They could give it up between. What is it? Between
it's something until like Easter.
Until
or
Easter.
Yeah.
And so I think that it's through Easter. It's like, how many days is it? Like 40 days?
It's a long time.
And so I think that it suggests that she feels like sex is a vice and probably not a healthy part of the relationship, gives me pause because no one's like giving up like hugs or cuddles for Lent. They're not like, we shouldn't hug. Like you don't, sex
that's
is kind of the same thing. You need to connect with your partner and like that's an important part of your relationship. So I think you're going to have the uncomfortable conversation. It's okay to ask her why, because she's your partner. So you can also ask her, like, so what have you given up in past years,
Yes, that's the key right there.
See where it goes.
Because it could also mean, like, she's giving up something that is the thing she likes most in life, and it's the hardest
True.
For her. Or she could be, like, a lazy stoner, and she's she's giving up something that's the easiest to give up because she doesn't really like the sex anyway.
I don't know. There's something going on, or she could have some guilt. There could be some issues growing up that she had some, some kind of teachings around sex that still makes her feel shame, which a lot of people carry into adulthood if they don't deal with it. So
you nailed
no matter
it,
what
though.
It is,
you just gotta. He's just gotta find out what she gave up last
nail
year
it.
And the
then
year
you can
before.
Nail her for those 40
you
days.
You nailed it though. That's exactly the answer right there.
Hey, I'm done then. Yeah. I'm, my work here is done.
Well done, Em.
Thank you. It was really good to be here. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And that's my Michigan accent. Come see me on March 10th at the Improv. It'll be a good time. It'll be chill, fun people talking about dating. Even if you're in a relationship, come, because apparently these get sold out everywhere. And Anderson, check out his podcast.
Yeah, we just did we just did Oscar Locks last week on the old Film Vault. And that means this week, the biggest week of the year for the Film Vault. The Vaulties. It's when we do our top 10 list of the. I do my top 10 list of the year, which is a formidable list.
I wanted to have
it. It's
can
a really
you
good
ahead of
list
time?
Of movies that really affected me. That because I saw like 170 movies last year.
Jesus.
So the 10 that really were my favorites. We do the list 10-1 on Film Vault this week.
Film Vault and Cinematics podcast and also my podcast. And you could follow me on Snapchat too now. Sex with Emily. Oh. Twitter, Instagram. Facebook.com/sexwithemily. We do a lot of giveaways and we give you lots of great information about better sex and relationships.
Let's Snapchat right now. I need to figure some stuff out.
Okay,
mine's stuck
on
1 second. I have no
Anderson
idea how to fix
Cowan.
It.
Okay, we'll do it. Okay, thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey guys, are you looking for a new way to touch yourself? You got your hand, you know, women, we've got hundreds of toys. Some people have thousands of toys like myself, but you can get the Fleshlight. It's the only one you want. It's a male masturbation sleeve and it looks and feels like the real deal. Like it looks like a vagina. I mean, it feels like a vagina. I mean, I've had guys say that it's better than sex. And I love sex. So I'm not going to tell you not to have sex. But if you're like, God, it might be kind of cool to feel something that's like sex, even if I'm not having sex because I'm watching so much porn anyway, or I'm masturbating a lot, mix it up. It feels really good with a partner, too. She can give you a handy hand job. There's so many different kinds now. You got to go to their website. Well, actually, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. I'm going to talk about your penis again for a minute. I'm going to tell you about Promescent.
Oh.
Yeah. So, some men, your penis size is totally fine. But sometimes you want to last a little bit longer in bed. Maybe you last a minute and you want to last two. Maybe you last 5 minutes and you want to last 10. And also, 1 in 3 men actually suffers from premature ejaculation, whereas they can't control their ejaculation. So Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray. It allows you to have the sex that you want, so you don't have to focus on baseball or whatever it is that you think about. And then you're not in the moment, and then you're not enjoying sex. But Promescent closes the arousal gap between men and women. And so women take longer to orgasm. If you haven't figured that out yet, we just do. So you'll last longer, and everyone goes home happy. So try Promescent, Promescent.com.